Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Chris Hoke, top of the hour. Man, do we have a lot to talk about with Steelers-Ravens. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What a year of sports talk this has been. I honestly, I'm sitting here. I think one of the bigger sports stories of the year, sort of off the fields of play, was Ron Cook leaving. I'm serious about that. You wouldn't believe how many people, by the way, Sean, still come up and talk about Ron's final day here and all the guests we had on, really the final week, but the final day with with Joe Namath and Joe Green and just the send-off that Ron got. I mean, Ron was a notable figure in Pittsburgh sports history. All the things he chronicled here for all those decades.
I mean, he was back in the 70s, right?
I should have included that in my column today. I'm just thinking out loud right now. Well, I mean, he covered the 79 Pirates for the Beaver County Times.
Yeah.
And became a beat writer and then a columnist for, I think, the Press and then the Post-Gazette later on. Was he ever with the Press? I think he was. I don't know. I just know he's in Florida and I'm not right now. But that was a big deal. That's a big don't. That's he is laughing at the rest of us today. I can tell you that. It's like 80 degrees where he is. I was looking at the weather. That was a big story. You know what else was a huge story? Maybe one of the biggest and maybe the biggest tearjerker of any story was Jaromir Jagr getting his jersey retired. That might have been the feel-good moment of the year, Sean.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, for people old enough to remember when he was a Penguin and how he left this city and how he almost came back and then didn't. And there was so much animosity, I think, for a long time. The fact that people were kind of able to wash that away and reflect on the great decade that he had here and the Stanley Cups and his place in Penguins history was awesome.
Yeah, and the fact that he had, you know, was almost like Terry Bradshaw and the Steelers where there was like this, or Barry Bonds and the Pirates where there was, felt like a disconnect or a distance.
Well, they brought Bonds back this year too, right?
Yeah, that was cool too.
Yeah.
You know, a distance between franchise and legendary player, and the Penguins bridged that gap, and it was a memorable night, wasn't it? Or was it a day? I don't remember. I think it was a day game. That was incredible. In case you're just joining the party, a phrase to describe the year in Pittsburgh sports for you. I said mildly depressing, but a glimmer of hope. Sean said, what did you say?
Something along the lines of not great, but better.
But better than 2023, for sure. We had the best game. I don't know if we agreed on this. I had the best game, the backyard brawl, Pitt 38, West Virginia 34.
I agree with that.
The worst game, Cubs 14, Pirates 10. They blow a 10-3 lead. Best play, Malkin's 500th goal. I had the worst play, the Justin Fields pass versus the Browns that wasn't even his fault. Best celebration. Blake Hinson leaps onto the scorer's table at Duke. And everybody's yelling at him and giving him the finger. Biggest team accomplishment, Pitt to the Final Four for the fourth straight year. I mean, this is, I don't know anybody in town that can speak to this more from experience than me. This is the Buffalo Bills. My hope is that they are able to finish it, that you can finish it. And when I say it's the Bills, I mean that in the most complimentary way, because I think that the Bills going to four straight Super Bowls, winning four straight championships with time, has actually gone down as more of a legacy of greatness than a legacy of failure, don't you?
I do. And I think I told you, I watched that 30 for 30, and it just made me root for the team to finally get back there and get over the hump. And honestly, this could be the year. But the interesting thing about Pitt volleyball, and I'm far from an expert on this, but it feels like this is the first year where they're probably the most talented team. The last few years, they were not probably the number one, you know, top dog heading into the postseason. This year, especially once they had that sweep against Penn State,
yeah,
they became the team. So I think this would be the first year that it truly would be a big disappointment if they don't win it, because the expectation a few weeks into the season was this is going to be their year.
Right. They're number one in the country. We had Dan Fisher on yesterday. He said it's their best team. Biggest abominations of the year, the Pirates' payroll and the Penguins' power play from last season. Milestones, we had Malkin's 500th, Crosby's 600th, and McCutcheon's 300th, right? How about the best trade of the year? Deontay Johnson for Dante Jackson, I would say, wouldn't you? One guy keeps quitting and running backwards everywhere he goes. The other guy's tied for third in the league in interceptions.
How about, this wasn't even really a...
Joey Bart?
That was my pick. So that technically was a trade, right? That wasn't a waiver claim. Either way, it was an acquisition. I would go Joey Bart, actually.
Worst trade, excuse me, Brian De La Cruz, I would say.
We are on the same page. I thought Pirates had the best and worst trade. I mean, they didn't give up a ton for De La Cruz, but he provided nothing and is now gone. I mean, that was supposed to be a trade that got them, you know, in that playoff discussion for the stretch run, and it did the opposite.
1 minute he's their cleanup hitter, the next minute he's cut. That's usually not a good trade. Mysterious declines from the season. Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. David Bednar. Jack.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Max Sawinski, Ryan Graves, Key Brian Hayes, Tristan Jari, and Penguins attendance.
Would you put Minkah in that conversation? Now, it's not to say that he's been bad. Some of those guys you mentioned, you know, Bednar was flat out bad for long stretches.
Certainly, Minka's ability to create turnovers, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you think his first couple years in Pittsburgh, he was a ball hawk. He was a playmaker. I would say it's fair to call it a decline. That's not to indicate that he's fallen off a cliff, but from where he was a few years ago to where he is now, I think he's in that discussion strictly because of the expectations being so high for a player like him.
Let's hit a couple calls here before we get to Chris Hoke.
Let's go to Rick.
What's up, Rick?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Sean. I think the one word that would sum up the year in Pittsburgh sports for me would be convoluted. There were just so many great opportunities, and I think there's been too many opportunities squandered. Mm. And I fear, as a lifelong Pirate Steeler, I mean, I'm 63, Pirate Steeler, Penguins fan, that we've reached a level, I think, in some of these organizations of a sense of mediocrity. And, you know, Pittsburgh fans have always supported their teams regardless.
Well, wait a second. Why are you lumping in the Steelers and Penguins with the Pirates? I mean, the Penguins to me is just natural attrition at this point, and the Steelers are having a revival. The Pirates are the ones who are mired in mediocrity over a long, long stretch of time.
Okay, I'll agree with you on that, Joe. I will agree with you on that. I think that Nutting needs to either step up to the table or sell the team. I mean, I would hate to see us lose Paul Skeens and Jared in the near future because they don't want to spend the money and surround them with the talent they need to be surrounded.
I appreciate the call. If you're counting on, you know, a long Skeens stint here beyond his years of control, you know, they still have multiple years of Paul Skeens. We're going to get to enjoy him, but I wouldn't be playing on him in his age 30 season, put it that way.
The Jones thing doesn't seem like it's a contract or salary issue. I don't think they're thinking long term about not wanting to pay him. It seems more so like that's a baseball move to try to shore up a weakness.
Next.
All right, let's go to John in Baldwin.
Hey, John.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
I wanted to discuss the Steelers-Ravens game Saturday. I really just don't see any shot of us being able to win that game after that freak of nature accident that happened to George.
What?
To his hamstring. George Pickens?
Yeah, well, I didn't catch what you said there. You don't think the Steelers will win, and what else?
Due to the fact that after that freak of nature accident that happened to George, I heard he was piping his flashlight and pulled his hamstring.
Yeah. See, that's a pathetic idiot who doesn't realize that there's a dump button, right?
Yeah, we got it. He waited on hold for quite a while, too, to
I know.
To
and
make
then,
that joke.
And then he thought it was funny, except it didn't get on the air. So now you just go back to your pathetic little life thinking what you did was funny that you waited all morning for. And sadly, you go back to whatever you were doing the rest of the day. A rather tragic story, Sean, yes?
Probably prank calling other people, I'd imagine.
Nobody will ever hear.
It's a full-time job.
Nobody. Of course, who am I to talk? I prank call Bob all the time, right?
Yeah, but we love that. Pomp loves it in particular.
Yeah.
That's when he's working, though, so.
Stories of the year, very quickly. See if you agree or disagree, very quickly. Steelers, story of the year, pick it out, Wilson in.
Yes.
Penguins, Gensel gone.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was kind of inevitable, to be honest, but there's nothing really that jumps out as big stories other than the milestones that we kind of highlighted. So I would agree with that. I think Jari's up and down and more so down is also a big story because when they signed him, I think the plan was he was going to be our guy for the next 5 years. Doesn't look like that.
Pirates, now. Skeens arrival.
Arrival and, again, probably exceeding incredible expectations.
Pitt football, the collapse.
Yes, I would say after that win against WVU, they had a high bar and they came up so woefully short with the way they finished.
Pitt basketball story of the year, getting snubbed for NCAA tournament. You agree?
Yeah, I would agree. I think this is a legitimate tournament team this year, but they probably should have been in past season as well.
All right, then let's get to that. What that guy sort of wanted to talk about before nobody heard what he had to say and never will. He sounded like the type of guy who nobody listens to anyway, right? Like this was a big moment in his life.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably, if you look at his 2024, that's his number one moment, right?
It's up there. Fan Hotline presented, God bless me, by Sullivan Super Service. Providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. A lot of 50-year anniversaries. Chris Oak on Lamar Jackson and Steeler Ravens showdown coming up next for the whole hour. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 0% financing on all 2024 Chevrolet EV models. Up to 60 months through January 3rd. Credit through GM Financial. A high of 36 today, low of 31. Snow possible overnight.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.